Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today I have an interview coming your way. This is somebody that I found on Instagram and I was so intrigued by her and how she was running her business and how she was talking about these live events and live workshops that she was doing, and they were selling out in under an hour. Like it was crazy what I was seeing. And somebody who doesn't even have a website yet, strictly on Instagram, but she does have 160,000 followers that she got in the last 2 years. So this is going to be somebody you're going to want to listen to. Her name is Ralphie Jacobs. She lives in Austin, Texas with her husband and their 4 daughters. And as an early childhood education expert, she quickly learned that the best way to impact a child's life for good is to teach parents. So she founded At Simply On Purpose, and that's where I found her on Instagram. And she is just constantly giving so much value about parenting and family culture and living with purpose. And I was kind of finding her as I was going down this parenting journey to really improve on my parenting. And when I was listening to her and just kind of observing, I started to go, okay, I'm going to be watching her for business ideas, because she was doing things so differently and honestly, so simply, which it makes sense for her to brand to be Simply On Purpose. And I was just getting so inspired with how simple she was making it look. And I know for some of you that feel like you're constantly thinking of new things and doing new things and trying this latest strategy, you're going to get excited for some simple techniques, simple strategies, and really going back to the basics, because Ralphie is sharing today how this has all happened and how it's happened so quickly for her to be, you know, traveling to all these events on a monthly basis and selling out between 250 to 300 people. You guys, I had an event one time, I do it annually, and it happened in May. We had 150 people, and you will be so crazy shocked to find out how hard it is to fill events. And when you can fill an event every month with 250 to 300 people, that is impressive. So stick around and make sure you listen to this episode. You are going to love it. Ralphie, welcome to the show. I'm super excited you're here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Stacey.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thank you for being here. Now, I had found you on Instagram. You know how I found you was I messaged a good friend of mine who I trust as a mom, and I knew she'd have a good resource. And I said, I'm looking for a parenting coach. Who do you know? And she picked 3 people. You were one of them. And I checked out all 3 people, and I just really loved the way that you taught. And I was really intrigued with what you were doing. Like, I was blown away with how much free content you were giving and how fast your Instagram following had grown. And so the business side of me was intrigued, but then I also really wanted those parenting tips. And I loved the way that you just have shared on your Instagram account. So thank you so much for all you're doing.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right. So I want people to kind of hear like how you started. If you can give a little bit of your story, how did Simply On Purpose kind of come to be, and maybe even how long has it been going on, and what did that look like?
Yeah, definitely. So Simply On Purpose is only just over 2 years old. It started when I was actually, my passion and my degree is in children, like it's early childhood education. And so that's what I've been spending my time before Simply On Purpose was teaching children, learning how they learn and trying to be the most effective teacher for them. But then I saw just this huge need for parenting coaches, for people that get into the research, that understand how children learn and what their development looks like and how to foster their development in a healthy way and to get them to grow into themselves in a natural way that's really positive and helps them to thrive. Mm-hmm. So I dug into that kind of research, and then there was a need within my local community to teach these classes. So I started teaching there and just developing curriculum along the way. And it just kept spreading, the word just kept spreading. And then I felt like, oh, how can I reach people, where are they? Where are mothers? Mm-hmm. And the answer was like, they're on social media. Like that's where they're spending their downtime or,
definitely.
Just kind of trying to zone out. And so, when I switched over, I changed my personal handle. So I had like maybe 300 followers.
Okay.
And so I switched it over to Simply On Purpose. That was right when they started doing Instagram stories. And the timing was just perfect. And so I started teaching on Instagram stories and just like giving content, like giving tons of content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
it grew from there.
2 years on Instagram. That is crazy for the growth that you've received. Because everybody that I've seen that has like hundreds of thousands of followers, they usually say to me, well, I kind of got in at the right time about 5 years ago. And it was just before it was like this big thing, but you kind of still got in when it really, really was big. And I'm shocked how fast you've grown in 2 years. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. It's been shocking to me too. I remember when it hit 1,000 followers and I was like hyperventilating, like, this is so overwhelming.
Oh, that's so funny.
So overwhelming. But yeah. And now it's like up to like, you know, 160K and
yeah.
I am just like, I can't even think about it anymore.
I want to ask you, and there's no right or wrong answer, but when you decided, okay, I'm going to go on Instagram, did you know this was going to be a business? Like, was this just you sharing a passion and you were going to teach, or were you actually coming with the intention of, no, I think I can help and serve and this could be a business?
Oh, that's such a good question. So walking into Simply On Purpose, I had no idea what it was going to turn into. I just felt inspired to do it. I just felt like it was a need. And you're the same way, Stacey. I just have this great need to contribute all the time. That's just kind of my personality. I want to have a purpose and I want to contribute in a positive way. And so when I walked into it, I told my husband, I was like, I am not looking to monetize this. Like it is nothing. I just want to give. Like I just want to contribute to lives and I want to help people change in a positive way.
Yeah.
And it was that way for a solid, 6 to 9 months. I was just, giving content and just helping people, being a coach for people. And then somebody suggested, hey, why don't you do a live? Why don't you do a live workshop where you're selling tickets? Because people want to hear more about you. And then that's when it turned into, when we, you know, created it into an LLC and everything, it was not my intention to turn it into a business. But when you grow that quickly, it's just kind of like, it has to become such, right?
Yeah.
To where you can serve your people effectively.
Definitely. So I'm glad to hear you say, and not even glad, I appreciate your honesty of, no, this really wasn't going to be a business. And the reason I want people to hear it is because, and not that it would have been bad if she would have said, yes, I was going into it. This was going to be my income. It's just, I bet you showed up in a different way because you weren't in it to go, okay, I need to bring in this much money. This is replacing my salary. So I always say to people, actually, we have a podcast coming out. I'm not sure if it's going to air before or after this, but we talk about Brooke Castillo and Brooke's model of, you know, having a certain thought and how it leads to a result. When you think, I just want to serve versus I need money, your result will be different. And I think that's probably why you grew as fast as you did, because you came with just that pure intention of, I want to give, I want to give value.
Definitely. I totally believe that. And I love that thought of, if you have that pure thought, then things will kind of line up for you to help you be successful. I've found that happen to me over and over again, where you're just putting out this positive energy and people and opportunities and products and whatever it might be will just come into your line sight, and you just, they're there to serve you, to help you to create more good. It's a wonderful way that that happens. I mean, perfect example is I was like, oh, I don't know how to grow like an email list. So I like the learning curve here is huge, Stacey.
Right.
So huge.
It is for all of us though. We all have our own strengths.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so I was like, I don't know how to do it, but I keep hearing about it. Like it's something that I need to be doing. And guy, Matt Mullen, who like that is his job to create, help bloggers and influencers build their email list, like just showed up in my email and was like, hey, I want to help you and I want to do it for free. I want you to be a case study for me. So I think that that's what happens. I love what she said. I totally believe that that is what happens. If you're putting that positive energy out there, then opportunities will line up.
Yeah. So when you said 6 to 9 months, people started suggesting, hey, maybe do a workshop or something like that. Is that the moment you realized, okay, this could really be something? Were you already thinking that? I mean, like, do you remember the moment of, wow, this is no longer a hobby? Like, this is going to be something.
Oh yeah, I do. And that the moment was when we, so there was a girl I went to speak at a conference, and a girl that came to the conference, and I did it for free. It was actually for charity. And a girl came and she's like, hey, my dad owns a golf course and we have this beautiful event center. I want you to come back and speak and you can sell tickets. So I was like, oh, this is not real. Like, nobody's going to buy these tickets. And so I put them on Eventbrite and they sold out within less than an hour.
Wow. That
like,
is so crazy.
Sold out so fast. And so that was when I was like, oh my goodness. Like, our lives have changed. And
it was this local to you? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
No, wasn't okay. Local.
Gotcha.
It's not local.
So do you feel like your social media following at that time was already big enough where you had people in certain areas to fill that need?
Yeah, I think I was about 8,000 at that point, maybe
6,000. Oh, wow. Okay.
8,000.
Okay. And so your, I mean, obviously not everybody
not
on my
too
list.
Many.
Yeah. Well, and obviously now, I mean, it's a much different story. You sell out so quickly. And that's actually how I remember being so intrigued by you. You said on an Instagram story, like, hey guys, you know, this city and state's going to be going live on Friday at 2. And if you come back, like, you know, at 3, don't be mad if it sells out. And I was like, what? Who is this lady? Like, she's selling out an event in an hour? Like, I couldn't even believe you. And then I saw it happen. And I just couldn't believe how fast you were, because I do events. And I know how hard it is to get people to go to these events. And you're doing tons. So can you explain to my audience how many you're doing and like roughly like what that looks like? Because I want them to kind of hear what your model looks like right now.
Oh, God. Okay. So family time is really important to me. So I don't do, I do about one a month. And I fly. So the business model is really unique. I don't know that anybody else is doing it this way. Mm-hmm. So I have event coordinators that are local event coordinators, and they do it on a volunteer basis. So they help to make it happen. I do have an event manager that is on my team, and she works with the event coordinator to make it happen. And then then I place the tickets up for sale, and I think that it's just because. I don't know. It's kind of like when you listen to Taylor Swift sing songs over and over again, and even though you've already heard the content, maybe you just want to see that person mm-hmm. in real life. And because I'm solving people's problems day in and day out, there's this trust that's built there. And so they buy the ticket. So I put them up. I announce. I don't have a website. That's one of the things
that also blew my mind. I will give you the things that I'm like, how, like every time I kept looking at you, I'm like, I'm sorry, she doesn't have an online course. What is going on? Where is her website? Like, but like you just kept intriguing me because I'm like, it's working for her. Like, and that's why I want to talk to, because just because maybe I would do it differently doesn't mean it's not working really well for you and your family. So I love hearing your side of how you do everything.
Yeah. It is working. And that's probably actually one of the big struggles for me, is to remind myself that I'm in charge. Yeah. There's so many different ways to go about it. Right. And there's lots of voices telling you this way is the right way, and this is the most effective way, but you have to find out what's right for you and your limited resources. And that's always time, right? Like, time is my most limited resource.
Yeah.
And so, and because I travel for my job, time is extremely limited. So I don't have a website. The tickets go up on Eventbrite. I announce it that day. I announce it as soon as they're live, through an Instagram post on Instagram. I announce it through my Instagram stories. And I just put links everywhere that I can put links. Yeah. And they just sell out really fast.
They sell out. And how many seats roughly?
I have, the events have grown to about 250, 300 seats.
Yeah. And I think I was in Dallas, and I think it was around 300 or so.
Yeah, that That event was insane.
But again, I'm like, I walk in, I come from a different eye. Like I'm coming in going, I can't even believe this. Like I didn't know how many people to expect, but when I heard you're selling out, I'm thinking, well, maybe 50 to 100 people. No, you're selling out 300 person events every 30 days, which in the business world, it's like mind blowing. It's just, it's crazy what you're able to do. So that's why I was like, oh, I have got to have her on the show.
Oh, I love so, it. Okay. Well, I'm like the genius savant because I really don't know. It's just like walking in, I don't know. I think that just walking in with faith that things are going to go well. And I tell my husband that all the time, like, it's going to be fine. It's going to go well. And it does. And I don't know. I think that's also speaking to like that desperate need that people have for direction and for a voice and for a coach.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
In their lives. Yeah.
Now you said people are always giving advice. Are they giving you advice? Like are you getting people? I mean, cause you're in this parenting space, obviously in the business space, all my friends are in the business space. So they're giving me advice because they're coaches, but you're dealing with parents. Are you getting advice from people, from the parents? Who are you getting advice from?
Oh, no, no, no. Peers? Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Some more peers like bloggers.
Yeah. Okay.
People that have been in the industry longer than I have.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that it's maybe because, you know, bloggers have a little bit of a different story to where they are pulling and monetizing in lots of different ways. Like they have lots of different channels going everywhere. And because, you know, at least for me right now, the workshops are doing so well that I don't feel that need to monetize in a lot of different ways.
Right.
Yet, right.
You found your one thing that's really working for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that for me, you know, I love that book, Essentialism. It's one of my very favorites.
Me too.
But what he talks about, it's better for you and for your business for you to be really good at one thing. And I'm sure like I'm just, you know, talking and speaking to the choir right now, but.
But it's like a good reminder really we all need to hear.
Good at that one thing.
So, okay. So a couple things. So I did know, like when I look into things, I'm constantly like this little researcher, this detective. So I did hear you say or somehow mention that the people that were hosting these workshops were doing this on a volunteer basis, which again, I was like, what in the world? I've never heard of this. But I think there's this benefit to you not knowing exactly the way that certain bloggers or certain people are doing things because you're doing it so differently. But again, it is working. Mm. So I think like hearing this outside of the box type thinking is really great too. And I also think when you're thinking, but who, why would somebody help me do this? Or why would they, when they see and feel your vision, I think it's really easy for them to want to be a part of that.
Yeah. 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 That's, I mean, one of the greatest pieces of advice that I got was from a friend who's a blogger and has been doing it for a long time. And I was like, why would people volunteer? And she, I was like, I don't know. She made the suggestion to ask, you know, just to see if people would volunteer. And she said what you were saying too, Stacey. She's like, people just want to be a part of something that's good.
Yeah.
They just want to be a part of changing people and making a positive difference.
Definitely.
And so I think that's why my product or what I give us is a little bit of a unique niche, is that they take it home and they apply it into the environment of their home. Like it's nothing that's tangible. It's just like how we feel and how we live our lives and how we feel about ourselves in general, like it elevates their status of how they feel about themselves, how they feel about their ability to parent. And so it's easy for them to want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, are you getting hit, like you have such a large audience and I'm sure a lot of buyers just with the amount of people that are coming to the events, are you getting hit with your customers always asking for another product? Like, is that a distracting thing for you or is it not happening?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, we always want more, right? Mm-hmm. We want more and there's always options for more. So definitely I get hit most often with an online course because not everybody can make it to these places. I mean, like right now I'm only going in the US and there's a lot of people outside that would love to have a Simply on Purpose course.
Yep.
So that is something that I'm hoping to put out there by the end of this year is an audio course. So
cool.
Yeah. So that they, again, a little bit of the out of the box thinking, I want it to be something that's really mobile, something that they don't have to sit down and watch it, but they can listen to it over and over again in their earbuds while they're doing the dishes or while they're in the car and they can listen to it with their husband. So it's something that they can do together.
Yeah, I think that's great. Well, and I think too, you know, you already know this is so in demand. You're hearing it. It's not this risky move for you. You're not like, well, is this going to sell? You pretty much know you've got something that people are going to be really excited about. So I think that's a really smart move. Now, you've been doing workshops for about a year and a half or so.
I've been doing them for about 2.5 years, but I was doing them off of Simply on Purpose before.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah. So your one thing has been your one thing for quite a while. I want people to hear that too.
Yeah. It has been my one thing for quite a while. And I think that, as the audience grows, I mean, something that I'm a little bit nervous about is once the audio course gets out there, that the lives would become less of an interest. But I'm hearing over and over again that that's not going to be true, that people will always want a live.
They will.
So I'm really hoping that the workshops don't go away, because that's where I can be a touch point.
Yeah.
That's where people can see me. That's where I can see people. And it's really rewarding for me to hear how people's lives have changed, to shake their hand, to give them a hug. It's my favorite part.
Yeah. And you know, there are so many things. I agree with you. I think in person will never go away. And the more the online world explodes, the more the need for the in-person workshops will stay. So I feel like it's just a complimentary thing, because I remember with you, I got on the wait list for Dallas. I wasn't even able to come. And I would have loved, so in my head, I'm thinking I'm not going, right? So I would have loved that online course, but then I know myself and I would still have wanted to come, right? So I feel like you actually, I think you'll have people that will want to experience the live event and want the course. So I think that's a really great add-on to have as well.
Yeah. Yes. That is my hope too. The goal for Simply on Purpose is always growth, because I always want to reach more people. I always want it to be in more homes. And so if I can give a product where it's going to go into more homes, then I'm on the right track. I'm serving my why.
Definitely. And I think that's something we always have to remember, because as we're getting, you know, a lot of us in the business world, we have a coach, or we're in a mastermind, or we have just peers that are in the business space. And like you said, we're always getting these little tidbits. Sometimes we want it, and sometimes we're like, oh, this is not the right time to get a new idea.
Right.
But when you remember like that core reason you started, or your core vision of what you want to do looking forward, that's when you have to be the gatekeeper of, is this something I even want to bring in to my business? So I love that you're sharing that.
Yeah.
So what would you say are some of your business strengths? Like, what are some things that you feel you've really brought to the table? Maybe you didn't notice it in the beginning, but now you realize that it's been a key factor in your success.
I would say probably being generous is one of the key factors of my success. The most successful companies out there are really companies that are very generous with their information, and they're generous with their product, because they build this trust between customer and business owner. And once we give customers solutions to problems that they have now, then they go and they share those solutions with other people, and they bring more people back to the business. So I think that's been why I've been so successful, especially on Instagram stories, is that people will share my handle on there all the time. And the reason is because I'm solving their problems for them. They'll love you for it if you're generous.
Yeah. Right. And it's not like it's impacting you in a negative way, that you're giving so much away that they're not purchasing something else or coming to these events. I mean, you're showing that, no, they just want more. So I think it's a great way to see that as well. Now I want to ask you about, you have four children, right? Four girls?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Four girls.
So with that, I mean, obviously you're busy. You've got this business, you've got four girls. What does your work schedule look like? How much are you having to really put into this business? Like, what does it take of you?
Oh, that's a good question. We always struggle with that, right? When we work from home and you take your work with you everywhere as well, that phone is just like,
I know,
is your job. I try to set aside a solid at least 2 hours probably every day when I am working, because I like Instagram stories always takes longer than I think it will. They take a long time. I think that that's something that people don't realize how long they take to make, but they do take a long time to make.
Mm-hmm. Because it's prep work and you have to figure out where you're going to talk, what you're going to talk about, and what's the point of this. And definitely.
Yeah. And then once you make it, then you have to like add the subtitles and everything else so that people who aren't listening audio can understand what you're saying. And then I answer emails, I'm creating, you know, posts for online, and I have, as you can imagine, a million DMs all the time, people asking questions. So that's probably what
most takes of your time.
Most of my time. Thank heavens I'm not running the events anymore. That was
a beast. Imagine.
So that if I could give anyone advice, I would recommend to get an event manager as soon as you are financially able to, because that has saved me so much time.
Yeah, I can only imagine with that many events. We do one big annual event a year, and it is so much work. I can't even imagine having these like possibly monthly. So I can imagine that is definitely a need for you.
Yes, it is. It was a huge need for this company. So it's been
definitely
a lifesaver.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to ask you too. Like, as you're building this business, as you're growing this, are you constantly, like, how far out are you planning your events? Like, how far out right now do you know, like, your strategy or what you're going to be doing in this business?
Wow. So we just had a meeting with my event manager to plan 2020. So I know the locations that I'll be at in 2020.
Okay.
And how many events I'll be doing 2020. I think it's 9 locations. And then,
how do you pick your locations? Like, do you know where most of your people are?
Oh, okay. So this is a good trick.
Okay.
Is that on your email list, and I'm sure you know this already, you can geo search the people that are on your email list. So for me, that is like gold to be able to geo search. So if I have like only 300 people in Kansas City, that's not going to be a great location for me to go to. And by the way, I am going to Kansas City. Like, it is a great location, but I'm just saying, for example, like 300 people subscribe to your email list. But if you have, I don't know, like 2000 in Dana Point, California or something like that, then that would be a great location to go to. So that really helps me with locations. Also, people, I'll ask sometimes on my post, where do you want me to go? And if I hear like a common place over and over again, like, please come to Georgia or come to Alabama or whatever, then I have a pretty good idea that they'll sell well there. I mean, yeah, there are locations, depending on what you're talking about, though. They just sell really well. And for me, like, because it's so family oriented.
Yes.
So the west side of the U.S. works really well. And also there's like little pockets of things on the East Coast too that work well. And I'm learning that. Again, I'm just two years in. So,
well, and I want people to know that. Yeah. Like, I want people to hear that and know that. And that's a really good tip about your email, because I bet a lot of people are going, oh, I didn't know that you could do that. And really just finding those insights to know, where are most of your people? It took me a long time to realize online. Like, I just assume, oh, I'm online, so anybody can follow me. I had no idea how many Midwest, East Coast people were following me. I just assumed it was everywhere. But I also think certain people resonate with you. And when you're from the Midwest, I think it's easy to resonate with somebody from the Midwest versus a lot of the people online are in California or New York or wherever. So I didn't know that either until we started to really dig into those numbers and see. So it was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's really interesting to see the audience that you're speaking to and what kind of networking is going on, because they will talk about you to their friends. And so that's the greatest networking, right? Is that they're speaking about you, like at playgroup or wherever, or their business conference or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. No. And one of the most brilliant things you did that I saw that I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm totally copying this. You did a challenge that was through email, and it took me to your highlights on your Instagram stories. What I loved about this was, first, when I do a challenge, I've been doing 5-day challenges for a long time, and I take them to a whole nother level that sometimes I can take the fun out of it for myself, because it's just so much work. And when I saw how simple some of the things you were doing, but how effective they were, that's when I had to kind of go, okay, this is a really good reminder for me that doing things more or bigger or more complex doesn't always mean a bigger impact. So that was really big for me to see how you were doing some of these things.
Yeah. That's maybe that's something that not everybody knows as well, is you can grab those highlight links. If you're saving things in your bubbles, and you can grab that highlight link and you can put it in an email. So your like content that you've already created, you can repurpose it.
Yes.
And send them back into your Instagram feed. I think that one of the reasons why, I don't know that I'm relative and relatable to people is that, I am very simple.
Yeah.
and you know, if I show them something, I'm like, okay, here, look, I got this piece of construction paper and I wrote down on it and I stuck it up on the wall. It just feels like so doable.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's part of my brand,
right?
Is to really keep really keeping things that are simple and doable, not complicating things. I want people to look at it and say, oh, I could do that.
Yeah,
I could do that. That's not a big deal.
I will share my best parenting tip that I got from you that I always, my husband and I have to keep reminding ourselves is, I think you got like the 80% rule, or like maybe even 90%, like 90 or 80% of the things your kids are doing, like it shouldn't even bother you, or you just need to let it go. That,
yeah.
Can you say that so that I didn't totally butcher it? And then I'll kind of tell you what we're doing in our family.
Well, yeah. So, just as children develop developmental stages, they just produce a lot of junk, and that's just part of their brain growing. We get tantrums, we get whining, we get tattletaling, we get arguing with siblings, we get messes, we get, you know, tears. But most of that stuff is just what they call inconsequential behavior. So it's behavior that we just don't need to pay attention to. And if you do pay attention, you give it attention, it actually reinforces it. So it makes it stronger, and that behavior becomes conditioned upon our attention. So we build it and make it bigger. So most of that stuff, though, the beautiful thing is that really over 90% of the junk that our children do, so you shouldn't pay attention to it at all.
Yeah. And what's funny is my husband will be like butting heads with my oldest, and they'll be going back and forth, and I'll just say to him, 90%. And it just reminds him, like, why am I doing this right now? And it really has solved. The reason I even want to bring this up is because it might be the morning is the worst usually, right? When we're arguing, did you do this? Did you do that? And we're trying to get them. And it kind of sets the tone for my work day. Like, I'll drop them off at school or at daycare, and then I come back, and it almost changes the mood I'm in. Like, did I have to sit here and argue with them all morning? Or if my three-year-old wants to wear pajamas to daycare, and I'm just like, fine, wear them, right? And she wears it, and we're completely fine. And the day is just so much smoother. So it does affect my business when I'm constantly having these struggles with the kids in the morning. So that was the one, like, my best takeaway from that, because I can't believe how much of, like, now that we're saying 90%, 80%, now it's like, oh my goodness, this is it. This is what she's talking about.
Yeah. It's freedom, right?
It is.
It's freedom. When somebody says to you, you know what, FYI, you don't have to pay attention to that. Like, it's not your job to have to squelch everything that's annoying you and get it to stop. That is a lot of freedom, and with that freedom comes joy and actually enjoying your children more, because you don't feel like you're in charge of paying attention to everything that annoys you.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much. Before we wrap up, I want to ask one last piece of advice you would give to somebody who's maybe thinking, okay, I might have one of these, you know, passions that I'm starting that really could be a business or could go to that next level. What is something you would say to them? Like, if you could go back to the old Ralphie a couple years ago, who is like not totally positive this was going to be a business, what would you say to her?
I would just say, go for it. If you have a passion, if you have something that you feel like you're called to do, do it. Like, go for it, give it a try. And also, be you. Like, you don't have to do what everybody else is doing. There's been times where I will put something out there and I'll like almost have like this sinking, like, gut feeling, like, oh, that's not me. That's not who I am. And that's a message to you that content is meant for somebody else. Like, that's not you. That's not the road that you're supposed to walk. So do what is you. And if you can speak you, and you can have a big why, and you show your purpose online and let your audience feel that over and over again, they will buy what you do. they will buy it because they believe in your why. They believe who you are. So be who you are online and offline.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can we find you online? Where is the best place to head on over?
Yeah. So I am on Instagram, Simply On Purpose. That's my handle. That's where I am. I also have a Facebook page, but I'll be honest, it's a little dusty, but there are videos on there that people ask okay. about. Like I have a sibling rivalry one that went somewhat viral. So you can, that one's on there. There's some saved videos on there that are really good content too. But as far as like new content and me talking, that's where I am right now.
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely check out Ralphie. I love hearing your tips and you share out a lot of people too. So I'm feeling like I'm heading down this rabbit hole because you're shouting out other great people. And I just think it's such a great place to go grab that content. And you do such a great job. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Stacey.
No problem. Thank you. And I cannot wait for people to find out more about you. Thanks, Ralphie. And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. But don't worry, if you're craving more business building guidance, I've got two places to send you. First, be sure to join our free Facebook group at foottraffic.club. You'll get support from other small business owners like you, plus exclusive content from me. And if you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.